This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Okay, it's now time for our brand new feature, Scott's Loose Lips. That's what we're calling it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't like Scott's squealers?
I like it a lot, Scott's Loose Lips. Now, everyone's got a mate who just can't keep their mouth shut. Everybody knows one. You tell them something, you ask them to keep it to themselves, and within minutes, they have told just about everyone they know. They just can't help themselves. They've got leaky teeth. And we are going to
leaky teeth and loose lips.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to try and find the world's biggest gossip as we search to find the most indiscreet friend on Earth. You ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we did this earlier, okay? Here's the first person who wants to out their mate as the biggest gossip in the world. Hiya, Paula.
Hello.
Now, tell me about the gossip. Well, isn't there two gossips on this occasion?
Yes, there is. My best friend Becky and her husband Rob.
Okay, tell me what they've done in the past.
They've done all sorts of things. You tell them one thing and it goes right the way through to all of our mates because we're all quite close. One of the things was about one of our friends having an affair, and Rob had actually told everybody about it. So it's he's really bad about things like that.
So they're kind of made for each other. They're a gossiping couple. It's all they do.
Yes, they are. And the first thing you do when you meet up with them is that they tell you the latest gossip.
Brilliant. And their names are Rob and Becky.
Yes, that's right.
And they're married gossips.
Yes, they are.
I love it. Right, so who are we going to try and call today?
Becky.
One half of the gossip duo.
Couple, yes.
Okay. And what are we going to tell them? What are we going to make up?
We're going to say that me and my husband have had a massive row and that we've called off our holiday to Kenya this weekend.
Right, okay. So you'll tell her that, and then we'll get one of your other friends to phone her up and see how long it takes for her to blab it out.
Yes.
I love this so much.
They sound horrible, don't they? Well, not horrible, but just...
I just quite like it that they're obviously MFEO, made for each other, because...
Because they can't get their gob shut.
No. That's probably like when they first started dating, that was like their common thing. Guess what? No, you never have, really. Right, so this is what happened when Paula called up Becky... The gossip, to give her some news, made up, but tell her not to tell anyone at all.
We don't have a number.
Hello?
Hi, mate, you're right to talk.
Oh, hello, yes.
Hello, you're right, you had a good day.
Yeah no problem, I'm just in borders, yeah.
Yeah, have you? No, oh, yeah, you're off, aren't you? Half term, forgot.
Say it again. Oh, yeah, mate, you're doing my half term, yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm really, really upset. I've got something to tell you.
Oh, wow.
Probably shouldn't don't say anything to anybody.
No, go on. I'm just moving away from...
Me and Ross have had a massive argument, like, really, really bad.
Yeah.
No, really bad, the worst we've ever had.
Really? Wait, you and Ross, did you say?
Yeah, we're not going Kenya at the weekend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my word, you're having a laugh, Paula.
No, we've had a massive row, the worst we've ever had, honestly.
Are you all right?
Yeah, he stayed at his mum and dad's last night. It's really bad.
See, they're on me.
Yeah, so...
Is it like anybody's fault or anything major happened, or has it just like been building?
No, I don't know. We just had like a massive row. I don't know why. It's just... we've had a few rows lately anyway, but it's just...
Yeah.
It just really... You know how it gets, like when you blow it out of, you know, proportion and everything?
Yeah.
And it was just like, fine, I'm not going Kenya then. And I was like, right, fine. And we've not spoken since then. And normally we, like, ring to sort it out, you know, the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a massive row, really bad. I can't believe it. I'm just really gutted, so...
Oh,
but
mate.
We're not going Kenya? How bad is that? All that money? Going to
wait. Definitely not going, seriously.
Pathetic. So, what are you doing tonight, anyway?
Oh, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll give you a ring after I finish work, okay?
Yeah, because I'm not... What day is it today? Wednesday?
Yeah. Don't say if it's your mum or anything.
No, I won't. I'll say
you're
just giving me some gossip.
Right, I'm going to have to go anyway because I've got to go back to work.
All right,
I'll see you soon.
All right, look, I'll speak to you later. Love you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
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 She absolutely loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me more details. Yeah.
She's like, oh, no. So what happened?
She's brilliant.
Yeah, we're not going Kenya at the weekend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my word, you're having a laugh, Paula.
She loves it. She's a gossip. Now you've heard Becky.
Yeah.
And her thirst for more information. What do you think? Is she going to blab or not?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Right, okay. And how long do you think it's going to take her
What, when somebody to spread the gossip? I would say 17 seconds.
You're going for 17 seconds.
Yeah, once she's got the hello bit all out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, you'll never get... Yeah, no, I'll go 11.
11 seconds now? Yeah. Okay, right. So this is what happened. We got their friend, who knows them both, Vicky, to call the gossip Becky. And remember, she is not supposed to tell anyone at all. You're going for 11 seconds on this, let's see.
Hello?
Hi, Bex, it's only Vic.
Oh, hiya, you all right?
Yes, I was just ringing to see if you're going to be in later on tonight, because I've forgotten the keys.
Right, yeah, we will be.
And also, have you heard from Paula?
Do you know what, she just rung me now.
I spoke to her earlier on the phone, and she sounded really, really weird, and then I tried to ring her back, and she didn't want to talk. What's up with her?
I think, she just said, but don't, if you do speak to her, let her tell you, because she kind of was saying to me, look, don't say anything, but I think her and Ross had a big row. I kept saying to her, I said, is there anything big that started it, what it was about? And she said, oh, no, not really. I said, what is it, just like little things building up? She said, had a few rounds lately, but I think they had like a big blowout last night. And Ross stayed at Richard and Shirley's.
Oh, God.
So I don't even know if they're going to Kenya this weekend. I know, I can't believe it. You know, it's a big shock, and you're like, oh, my word.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe it.
Have you not spoken to Ross either?
No, but he said Ross normally always rings, even after the little list of rows, he rings straight away, and he's like, right, come on, let's sort it out and stuff, and he's just not rung at all.
Oh, no.
I know, so, but I think Paula says she thinks she's quite serious that he's not going Kenya.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God.
If I speak to them, do I need to pretend that I don't know?
Oh, God, yeah, definitely. but as if you've not spoken to me, definitely.
Right.
So, okay. I know you, like I've said, because I know that you always say anything, you'll be good at covering and waiting until she tells you anyway, like, but she's literally just this second told me as well. The viewing was saying, oh, Ben just said that. Not very good, was it?
Okay, well, I'll wait for her to ring me then anyway.
All right, yeah, and then just I'm done until she tells you.
Okay.
Or until right, she tells me, I'll have to tell you.
I've got to go, but I'll speak to you later on.
All right then, mate. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah! Blimey, not only just a little bit, the whole blooming lot.
And I'll tell you another thing as well. All the information was in there, wasn't it? Everything.
Every little detail.
Now, we've called them all back, and Becky has admitted that, yep, she is the world's biggest gossip. But they're all fine. 22 seconds, by the way.
I wasn't far off.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.